This is an Aero News Touch and Go for September 17, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. China's state-run news agency is reporting that as many as 88 people were killed and 42 injured when an MD-82 airliner slid off a runway at an airport in southern Thailand Sunday afternoon. The plane, operated by Thai budget carrier 12Go, reportedly carried 123 passengers and 7 crew and was arriving from Bangkok, Thailand. Heavy rain, strong winds, and poor visibility were reported at the time of the landing. The accident could have major ramifications for 12Go. A Thai government official claims the airline had no insurance on the flight and could be forced to directly compensate victims. Diamond Aircraft tells ANN that on Friday, D-Jet serial number 002 made its first flight from Diamond's London facility. The flight was conducted by Daniel Ribeiro, chief test pilot, who called the flight safe and smooth. Changes between the first and second D-Jets include the lack of winglets on 002 and the addition of de-icing services on the leading edges of the wing and horizontal and vertical stabilizers. The production spec aircraft also incorporates a pair of small stabilizers on the underside of the empennage, added to the prototype during flight testing, as well as a larger forward windscreen. The D-Jet is a five-place luxury personal jet aircraft powered by the FADEC Williams FJ-33 turbine and equipped with Garmin all-glass flight deck and autopilot. Airbus, which once accused Boeing of pushing technology too far with its composite fuselage 787 Dreamliner, appears to have decided to follow suit and make its own A350 fuselage from carbon fiber. The composite cabin reduces weight and fuel consumption, simplifies inspections, and allows other improved technologies for control of the cabin environment. Analysts have said Airbus's original plan to stick with aluminum for the A350's fuselage left the 350 at a competitive disadvantage to Boeing. By the time Airbus committed to a redesign, the 350 was a good 5 years behind the 787 in development. The Airbus A350 XWB will be larger than the 787, which is not necessarily seen as an advantage in the plane's market segment. Airbus appears to be gambling that a composite cabin will also make the 350 more competitive against Boeing's larger plane, the 777, which uses a composite tail but an aluminum fuselage. The Reno Air Racing Association Board of Directors and staff has issued a statement expressing condolences to the friends and families of three pilots who died at the event last week. Friday morning, five-time defending champion Gary Hubler died in a mid-air collision during the Formula One competition. The Associated Press reported the pilot of the second aircraft, Jason Soames, was hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries after making a successful emergency landing. Hubler was flying Mariah, a Cassatt 3M. Soames was flying Alleycat, an Owl OR-71, according to the Air Race website. Two judges were also reportedly injured. As ANN reported Thursday, an L-39 Albatross crashed during the jet competition, claiming the life of pilot Brad Morehouse. On Tuesday, pilot Steve Derry was lost when his RD-5 biplane, Rose Peregrine, went down just after takeoff on a practice flight. Prior to this week, there had not been a fatality at Reno since 2002. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. A Hawker Hurricane is down in a World War II dogfight reenactment. Danish officials say the Q400 problems are Bombardier's fault. And prominent Utah politicians joined the fight against user fees. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, I'll talk with CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves about the dangers facing instrument pilots with limited experience in actual IMC. And if you haven't gotten around to it, subscribe to our Aerocasts. You'll find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.